Okay. Okay. This is the newsman again this week, guys. And I just wanted to say this week, my comment or question therefrom is, if, I'm learning all these new things, see, if we are a ephemeral projection on a thing called space-time, is this created and is it reality or is it basically an abstract idea that's created because we are conscious? Or is space-time and man a physical reality? And what are the qualities of space-time and the projection there, too? So if anyone can answer this question, this is what it is for the week. Play this comment, please. Other than that, hi, Dr. Dopey the Dwarf Righteous. You've been incognito for 2 weeks. That's interesting. Hi, Traveling Havelin. Good to hear you again. Other than that, try to answer the question. There might be a prize involved. This has been the Newsman. Play this one, please, Beth. Thank you.
Hi, this is Penelope Pitstop. I'm leaving my comment for this week. And I really don't have much to say. let's see. Okay, number one, my main comment goes to Bob213. I am still your friend. I'm not against you or anything. And what happened when we were on the conference is not held against you. It's just, that was my problem. Anyway, I think what everyone's trying to tell you, about what needs to be changed about you is that you do take the lines too seriously, just like that one other person said. And, it's like, whenever anyone talks to you, it's like all you talk about is phones. So, like, even when I talk to you, all you talk about is phones. So it gets kind of boring talk to you, you know, because not offensively. Well, I've been Penelope. It's that calling from Penelope's Pink Pirate Puff Planet. Talk to everybody later. Bye-bye.
Well, hello, BS Line callers. This is John from the Orange County Connection. And this goes out to Bob213. No, you're not listening to last week's tape. This is me leaving another comment. Also, this goes out to people that may or may not have put Bob213 down. I don't know. I'm just giving my opinion because I'm not sure what's going on. Apparently, Bob213 is in a feud with Paul Mack and a few other people. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. I personally have nothing against Bob213. He has done nothing to cut me down. Okay? Therefore, you know, I am not cutting Bob213 down. If you heard the Paul Mack tape, where in my voice it says, you know, I think you're a hypocrite and an a-hole and stuff like that, I was not directing that toward Bob213. Like I said, I directed that toward Paul Mack, and what Paul Mack did is he did some manipulation of the little tapes. Actually, what he did is, what I was telling him, he put on the line to make it sound like I was cutting down Bob213. I got a lot of calls about that, people saying, you know, why are you hacking Bob213 down? Why don't you leave him alone? I did not say that to Bob213. I said it to Paul Mack, and Paul Mack just kind of did some manipulation there and made it sound like I was cutting Bob213 down. Bob213 is a great controversy generator, okay, for these lines that don't get all that much input. Yeah. All he has to do is leave a comment about a certain subject or something that's controversial, and whammo, just overload of input. Even though Bob213 may have some, quote, far-out ideas, they do, if you think about them real hard, okay, if you think about them, they do make a lot of sense. And that's basically all I had to say. I don't think I made any sense, but, yeah, I better get out of here. If you want to call my line, you know, I never know what I'm talking about here. If you want to call my line, call 680-0894, or you can call from South Orange County if it's a toll call for you, 558-0894, and that's going to do it, and I might talk to you all next week. I don't get a chance to call this line because I'm busy all the time, but if I get a chance to, I will, okay? Take care, everybody, and we'll talk to you later. Oh, Motor Mouth is gone. Bye. Yeah.
If I'm sounding funny, it's because, like, I'm on a different phone now. My phone spit shocks at me, so I had to plug another one in. Anyways, I haven't heard the whole tape, but I wanted to stick a couple comments in here for this week because it's getting a little late. So, Dopey, in answer to your question of what Bob213 said, He said I was prejudiced against the elderly and aged. He said that I'm not a Christian, and yes, he did say that I'm a liar because I say I'm a Christian and I'm not one. To Bob 213, in answer to your nice little comment, oh, I'm not paranoid, Bob. I just play it safe. Why should I give my number to every jerk on the line that likes me? Tell me that. Some of the jerks on the lines that just aren't that nice, if you know what I mean. Plus, I think you've got massive mental problems if you're in love with me. You've never even met me. Bob, you saw my picture. I'm sorry. You cannot be in love with a picture, and you cannot be in love with a lying personality, because that is not a real personality. Also, Bob, please remember our first conversation, which I think was in November on Thanksgiving on the 551 line. One of the first things you did was suggest going out sometime. So don't tell me you haven't asked me out. But, hey, Bob, no use crying over spilt milk, right? So let's drop the subject for a while. Hey, this has been going on since November, and everybody's getting sick of it. I'll talk to you about it some other time, and I'll talk to you all some other time. Hi to Ashley, hi to Hawkline Monster, and Music Lover, hope you're not mad at me for wishing you a happy birthday. Ta-ta!
Hey, well, in space, no one can hear you fart either. Hey, Santa, how's it going? This is the California Commenter, and I'm taking you up on your offer. You mentioned on last week's tape about phone aid, and no, that's not a disease where all the faggots on 551 conference and on feedback cross connection get together and have phone sex, and they don't get phone aids. That's phone aids with an F on the end. We're talking about phone aid, A-I-D. We want to get all the phone people together to make a song. I don't know if it will go to Africa, Ethiopia, or wherever, but I know it's going to be a pretty good song. I already wrote the lyrics. And instead of, do you know it's Christmas, it's do you know it's output time again, or something like that. Yeah, output time again. I have the song written right here, and I'd like to get together with all these phone people out here, and then we can do the record, and we can probably even make it the flip side to Richie Calcom's Non-Talkers, soon to be heard on this line when I send Biff and Santa, Santa and Biff, B&S, whatever. But until next week, this is the California Commenter saying, saying, have a bonkers day. And Biff and Santa, thanks for bringing back the missile. Insert missile here.
Is the Prime Minister all right, Joe?
Hi, everyone. This is Gidget. And, I've been gone for a while because I've been kind of busy. But I've had a chance to listen to a little bit of last week's, or this week's tape, not all of it, but I had enough to know that you guys were, like, talking about abortion. And I don't know who said it, but I agree with the person that said that most of the anti-abortion is for men, and, you know, they don't know how it feels. But then, on the other hand, a lot of the feminists are lesbians, so they wouldn't really know how it feels. And I think that laboratory animals, like, I think it should be limited to rats only, and maybe some mice, but not monkeys. And I think it's kind of cruel, because since they are supposed to be so much like us, they should, you know, be able to feel pain, too. I just want to say hi to everyone, and hello to Ashley, and that's about it. So this has been Gidget, and have a nice week. Bye.
Hi, this is Santa. This is Drew from Irvine. Yeah. I just want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day, and call me sometime, okay, Santa? Bye.
Hi, this is Paul Mack, and you're not, and I'm here to read a piece of paper that reminds me to tell you that I'll be the host for the 3rd Annual Artie Awards on March 30th, 1985. Your choices for the best in recorded telephone stuff. And if you haven't yet sent for your ballot to vote for your favorites, simply send your name and address to Artie. That's actually really and truly exciting. Academy of Recorded Telephone Entertainment. Post Office Box 4081, Chatsworth, California, 91313. That's Post Office Box 4081, Chatsworth 3. Deadline for balloting is March 15th, 1985. So send for your actually really and truly exciting ballot today. And join me in a cast of phone favorites at the 3rd Annual Artie Awards on March 3rd, 1985 at a telephone near you. Preferably mine. So let's scan that mountain, shall we?
Well, hello, one of the officers, Dr. Goku Dulfright. I can't get this right. Okay. I'd like to say, Candy. Candy, your lips would make a lollipop very happy. Oh, yeah. And Bob, 213, man, you know, it's cool, man, you know. You know, because you know how rough you are, Bob. You're just messing up, you know. They're scared of you, man. They're running. They're terrified. It's Bob! Ah! Ah! You know.
This has been Dr. W. Dorf Rice's and the sex store. Later, baby.
Howdy, howdy, DS Line. It's the captain.
And Phil.
We're going to keep it kind of short and sweet this week. All I have to say is I think with the candid phone and neato topic was brought up, how many of you would do a nude scene if you were encountered with that?
I have a thing here for good old Beth. I think you brought up the suggestion of phone aid. Please, haven't we had enough of this aid lately?
Congratulations to Carrie of Anaheim for finally making it on side one.
Yay!
Until next week, this is the captain reminding you that yes, there is no joy in Mudville today.
And Camille reminding you to keep the faith.
Toodles.
Goodbye.
Hi, BS Line. This is Cinderella. And I haven't gotten to listen to the tape this week. I've been really busy, totally bombarded with homework, so I have to answer a couple questions. Let's see. Oh, to Music Lover, where I thought of the name for my planet. I don't know. Might be kind of hard to believe, but, actually my brothers used to say that word all the time. And, one day my brother came in with this hat and it had hooah on it. Hooah. And I just thought, that would make a totally good name for a planet, so I decided to choose that. And, it's too late to answer on the Captain and Tennille's question about abortion. I personally think it's wrong because, you know, that baby is a human being, and I don't believe in that fetus stuff. I'm sorry, but, you know, it's human. In my opinion, it's human from the moment of conception, and when you're choosing to take a life, you know, to have an abortion, you're taking a human life because, you know, this baby doesn't even have a chance to, you know, have a life of its own. It doesn't even have a chance to live or to, you know, have the chance, and it doesn't have any, it can't even fight as for its own life. I mean, you know, it's totally at the mercy of the person, you know, of its mother, and you know it can't even fight for itself. So no, I definitely think abortion is wrong. And let's see. Oh, the party was canceled. I'm disappointed. I was gonna go. So I was gonna ask Biff at the party if I could have my planet, but I guess I'll wait till the party. Well, that's about it for this week. So, signing off, this is Cinderella, alias the Pack Rat.
I just wanted to say that if God created heaven on earth, that Southern California was it, my friends, especially on a beautiful 85-degree day in February. Yeah, this is awesome. Maybone.
Your unkempt phone.
Give me the victim's first name.
Manny.
All right. It's got to be good. I can tell from your voice.
It is.
All right, lay it on me.
Okay, he's this guy in our aerobics class. And he's really embarrassing because he doesn't wear any underwear. And he gives everybody a free show. And we want you to kind of get him kicked out of the class, give him a real scare.
Oh, God. He doesn't wear anything under his gym shorts.
Nothing.
Oh, boy.
Baggy shorts.
And you haven't been looking, have you, Roberta?
You can't help but look.
Yeah. All right. How do you know this guy?
We work in the same office together.
Oh, boy. All right, well, let's call Manny.
Hello?
Calling for Manny, please.
Speaking.
Yeah, Manny, this is Bob over here at the gym. You know where the aerobics class is?
Oh, yeah. How's it going?
Well, we got a problem. Some ladies had turned you in because you were in their aerobics class, and they said that you had been exposing yourself in the class.
Exposing myself?
Yeah, do you know what that means?
Oh, well, yeah, but I...
They said that you wore no underwear under your gym shorts, no underwear, and that when you jog up and down and everything, that it was just pretty well grossing them out.
What have they been looking or what?
Well, they said they couldn't help it, that it's just terrible, and that you look like you intentionally did this and then asked me to get you out of the class.
What? You mean some lady there said that she saw me hanging out of my trunks?
Yeah.
What is this?
Well, that's what she said, and I have to kick you out of the aerobics class because I have no reason to doubt these women. And...
What do you mean, kick me out? You know, here these...
Excuse me, sir. Can you not wear some underwear when you're jogging up and down? Or is some type of strap in there?
Hey, man, what is this, man? If I want my pet to hang out all over the floor, that's my business, man. God.
Well, now, I don't think you ought to be using that language to me on the telephone now.
Hey, well, I'm pissed. First of all, you're calling me early in the morning and telling me all this bullshit, you know, about my, you know, my dog hanging out. That's my business, man. I mean, what about these fat bimbos over there with all their hanging out and their ass hanging out? God.
Were you talking about the women?
Well, yeah. Who else?
Well, now, I personally don't appreciate the fact that you said that you like to have your hanging out on the floor like that. Now,
I bet they like it, too.
What's that, sir?
I bet they like it, too.
Well, they've been reporting you, so they obviously don't like it at all.
Oh, I don't believe this, man. You know, come on, Bob, man.
Now, you're out of the class, and I can see that they said that your attitude would be bad about this. I think that you're an exhibitionist and that you've been trying to show yourself to these women.
Hey, fuck you, man. You know what? If they're tired of seeing me hang out in my trunks, the next time I go down there, I'm going to drop my drawers right there and just jog around the place so all them women can get hot and bothered. Wait. You know that's what's really going on, man.
We don't appreciate that attitude, sir.
Hey, well, tough shit, man. You guys are full of it.
Well, no, I don't appreciate that. And you know, something that you may not appreciate is that your untended phone and...
Oh. Is this Rick D's?
Yes.
Oh, God. You asshole.
He's so bad.
Hiya, this is Mike from La Mirada. I'm a first-time caller. I just listened to your tape, and I listen to all these people talk about the abortion problem. I just wanted to let you know, I don't think, first of all, it's any of my business, because I'm a guy. I think it should be left up to the ladies. But all these people talking about killing of embryos and stuff like that, I was just wondering if any of you people ever had eggs in the morning for breakfast. Thank you. This has been Mike.
Well, ain't this a catchy tune? Well, I'll tell you. We here at the BS Line... We've embarked on a new project. Actually, this is an entirely new project. This has been done before. You know, kind of spoofing a character, sort of like what a certain line runner did to Bob 213, for instance. So, you know, and that seemed to go over so well.
And it was all good fun. You know, yeah. We love the guy. We love the guy. We mean no harm. This is all in good fun.
Oh, yeah.
Do not take this seriously. This whole sequence is all in good fun here on the BS Line.
Oh, certainly. Most certainly.
Without further ado, shall we do a bit?
Let's do it.
Hello, BS callers. This is Paul Mack saying, whether it be morning, afternoon, daytime, the next day after tomorrow, or yesterday's Friday, or the day after next Thursday, or Wednesday's Tuesday, or anybody's idiocracies, or anything else other than that, this is the BS line at area code 714-964-2395. Boy, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Let's do that again, shall we? Hello, BS callers. Whether it be morning, mid-afternoon, night, or next Tuesday side, or the side thing after tomorrow, it is whether it be yesterday or the day, or whether the hell you're listening to the movie line or not, whether the thing is what you're doing this moment is now, this very instant, the BS line, and that's what you've reached at 964-2395. Smack put 'em. Let's do that again. Whether it be nobody or anybody, you still have reached the line that you're listening to, so I don't give a damn the hell with it. All right. Oh, yeah, just a minute. All right. Anyway, this is Paul Mack saying that you're on the BS line, and, you know, that's a lot of BS. Thank you very much, and good night. Hi, this is Paul Mack reminding you to call my line, people, out here in the 818 area code at 761-3330 for a lot of film review stuff. Okay, or 3, 2, wonderful. This is Paul Mack saying call the movie line's input line at 761-0333 and give us all those discarded film reviews that the BS line won't play. Thank you. You schmuck put 'em.
The nominees for Best Line Host are Paul Mack from the movie line. For Best Male Performance in a Telephone Skit, the nominees are Paul Mack as Mac Jackson in Diller, Paul Mack once again as Punk Skunk in The Adventures of the Gopher Twins. For Best Supporting Performance in a Telephone Skit, the nominees are Paul Mack as Warden Fife in The Gopher Twins. The nominees for Best Line Host are Paul Mack from The Movie Line, and Paul Mack from The Observatory, and Paul Mack from The Clothesline, and Paul Mack from Orange County Connection, and Paul Mack from Telephone, and Paul Mack, and Paul Mack, and Paul Mack, and Paul Mack, and Paul Mack.
I'll be the host for the third annual Paul Mack Awards on March 30th, 1985.
This is not the movie line. Sha-la-la-la-la. BS gets fed up. Paul Mack calls us up again. For this is not the movie line. Tape sent every week to be played so Paul will thrive. For this is not the movie line. This is our line. This is the BS line. The Gopher Twins aren't welcomed here, and we don't need to plug you twice a day. For this is not North Hollywood. Sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la. This is not the movie line. Whoa. This is not. Can you say Huddington Beach? Santa starts to become annoyed. It begins to lose control. For this is not the movie line. With Artie's coming up, this song might not be real smart. Because Paul counts the ballots. This is our line. This is the BS line. The Gopher Twins aren't welcome here.
Wonderful!
Well, well, well. It doesn't bring us to the end of a BS line output tape, Santa.
It sure does, Biff. Hey.
Hey, what do you think about this? You know, I've noticed an alarming trend in our past few tapes.
Yes.
All of them have ended.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, I don't think there's anything we can do about that, as a matter of fact. But
well, the Beach Boys had an endless summer.
Yeah, that's true. Well, who knows? Anyway, hey, we hope you guys enjoyed this week's tape. Let's see. If you'd like to leave input here on the BS line, you can do that
by dialing 964-2396.
Hey, and if you want to write to us here at the BS line, we will be starting to read caller mail. We got all these letters pile up around here, and we'll be starting
to our hips.
You bet.
In letters,
and we'll be reading some of them next week. You can write to us at the P.O. Box, B.S. Line, P.O. Box 6792, Huntington Beach, California, 92615.
You know, that's my favorite zip code?
It sure is. That's an all-time favorite. I put in a special request for that one when we went and got it. Oh, now, yeah. Don't forget the party. You guys, the party is definitely this Saturday. Not this Saturday, but Saturday, March 22nd. That's Saturday, March 22nd. Yes.
1985.
And what will the time be on the party? Was it 7 o'clock? It was?
7? Yeah, sure.
7 o'clock, and that will be at the Shakey's in Costa Mesa.
We'll be ending promptly at 7:15, so get your pizza fast.
Yes. And it will be at the Shakey's in Costa Mesa on Newport Boulevard. 7 o'clock, Saturday, March 22nd. Be there or be...
Don't be.
Okay. Now, anyway... Well, I guess that doesn't...
How about be there or be that way?
Yeah, all right. Don't forget, you guys, the Artie Awards are right around the corner. The ballots, the deadline for balloting is March 15th. So if you want to vote, which I hope you're going to do, do it soon.
All right.
Anyway, this has been Sound Happy the Dwarf Guy.
And this has been an utter thrill for me to do this tape.
Thank you, Biff.
Oh, you... Let's do that again. Who are you again? See, you let the secret out of the bag.
You're right. This has been Sound Happy the Dwarf Guy.
And this has been
Biff X Jones.
Santa.
What's the problem?
See, now I did it to you, so I guess we're even. Let's do it again. I'm supposed to tell my name. You're goofing up.
Okay, all right. This has been Santa Happy the Dwarf Kime.
And this has been Biff X Jones. Gotcha. Emperor of the Universe.
We'll talk to you guys next week. This tape will momentarily repeat. By the way, if you're interested in what this song is, this song is titled Double Plus Good from the 1984 album soundtrack. It's an excellent movie. I suggest you go see it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.